You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It is 8:06. It's a Monday morning, November 3rd. Nice to have you here up in Chippewa Falls. Parker Olson producing things down there in Madison Studio A2. We'll head to Madison Studio A1 and talk to John and Gordy in just a bit. Reminder, you can reach the show at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can call us or text us through the Civic Media app. You can leave us a voice note that way as well, or throw something in the comment section, and we'll maybe put that up as well. And I say that because there's a couple of things I wanted to put up. Rob from Tigerton talked about volunteering for Tigerton Main Street, and he was given a certificate for his service over the weekend for donating about $1,000 in labor and machine use for Tigerton Main Street. And I just wanted to make sure, because I'm sure Rob is listening here, that Alicia put up in response to that on YouTube, Rob is a wonderful human being. Tony put up, Rob is the best. How can I be more like Rob? See, these things have never been said about a couple of other people on the show. Not me and Parker. I'm talking about John and Gordy, of course, but they're here now as well from our station in Madison. I know we're just a little sassy this morning because what are we going to do? Talk about how great the Packer game was? No,
we're not doing
that at all. How are you guys?
Doing all right for a Monday.
Really good. You know, the Packers lost and everything, but you know, all the follow-up games that they kept going to after each game ended. Yeah. We're really exciting games, weren't they?
Yeah, the Bears and the Bengals. Wow.
That was crazy. We love that.
I was sitting at our local watering hole here, and we're all kind of like, the Packers, this and that. And we're looking at the games they put on, and suddenly I'm realizing, like, wait, I said I was coming home right after the game. I can't get sucked into these things.
Yeah.
You know, by teams actually playing exciting football games.
I know the Vikings winning, and of course, you know, the Bears, that last minute touchdown was just unbelievable.
It made our Bears fans happy.
But here's the thing. I love seeing a very, very tough competition in the in this league. I think this is just great, having very strong teams here.
I want to believe that, but I've already done this play on words, but I'll do it again. There's parity, which is what we appear to have here, P-A-R-I-T-Y.
Yes. Yeah.
But it also leads to some games that are so meh that it's more like parity, P-A-R-O-D-Y. It's like there's just not – and that's definitely been the Packers this season. But hey, at least they're not the Badgers. You know, we got that. It's not a great time to be a football fan in the state of Wisconsin. And by the way, I add, because he knows I'm going to rub salt into the wound, how about Whitewater? Boy, did they, Whitewater just took it in the shorts over the weekend.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. I am always.
How bad was it?
I don't know about that game. What happened?
52-14. We got smoked.
Ooh, yikes.
Yeah.
Wow. A little lopsided.
Yeah. You better get rid of that certificate, whatever they gave you.
I got a couple things I got to get rid of from there.
Yeah. So the shirts, everything.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So we make the pivot now into basketball season for the Badger men. They open up things tonight against Campbell University. Who's Campbell University again, Parker?
The Fighting Camels.
The Fighting Camels of Campbell University.
Campbell Soup? Is that what we're talking about?
It's
soup cans out there.
It should be. It should be the Campbell Soup cans. That's exactly it should be.
Yeah.
For this little tiny college somewhere in North Carolina, but they're playing D1 basketball. And so that's how the Badgers are going to start their season, against the Fighting Camels.
Wow. Nice. Hey, look, you know, like going back to Badger football, I think, you know, for a long time, we really didn't win a lot, you know, and before Barry Alvarez. And we just went out in the stands, and, you know, the students went out there and they just had fun. They went crazy. They did odd things. That's what I think the students better go back to. Why not? You know, have some fun out there.
I think you do that once, you know, once it becomes very clear that, you know, you're not going to have a,
yeah,
a
you're not coming back
program anytime yeah. soon. And I mean, that was, again, I've told the story. That's how Sherry won me over to be a Packers fan, because it was the early, very early 90s.
Sure.
And she was like, look, we're moving to Wisconsin. You know, we've never been good in her childhood, the 70s and the 80s. Never right. been good, but we enjoy, we have fun. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm just going to become a Packer fan. And then, of course, they got Brett Favre. Yep. And then Aaron Rodgers. So I've never known the lean times. And a lot of Badger football fans have never known the lean times, when it's like, you know, you could just enjoy the fact that it's a beautiful fall day and you're yeah. at a football game, you know?
That's my sales pitch.
I'm trying to polish this as best I can. I can only do so much.
Polish a turd, it's still a turd.
We did skip over one major sporting event, the seventh game of the World Series.
Oh,
did
yes.
you happen to see that? Oh,
yes.
my God. We yeah. went to a Halloween party at Chris Casper's house, yeah. one of our engineers.
Everybody had their cell phones tuned yeah. to the game.
And then we went back to my place and watched the rest of the seventh game there. And wow,
well,
what a finish there.
Well, I think it was the eighth inning or something, well, the ninth inning. Then we decided to leave because
you left. But
I knew this thing would go on forever.
Oh,
you didn't stick around for the exciting finish.
Oh, that's not
I didn't
exciting.
Want the Dodgers to win. I was rooting for the Blue Jays
yeah,
all
yeah,
the way.
Yeah.
But man.
Same here. And yet, I mean, when you got that Dodger payroll and that much talent, and the fact of the matter is it's not there, you know, there's the teams that are just like a bunch of prima donnas, you know, yeah. a bunch of divas and everything. And the Dodgers, again, I think this is addition by subtraction, getting rid of Manny Machado. but other than that, I mean, they don't, there's no like bad guys on there. It's just like, yeah, these guys are real good. The Dodgers can afford to pay them. That's why they're not playing on all these other teams anymore. And yeah. so they'd better win. And now they have 2 years in a row. So yeah. at least we can say we lost the Brewers. You know, we lost to the eventual champs. That's always a talking point.
Again.
Boy, that'll keep me warm all winter. No.
Yeah.
But only 143 days, I believe, until opening day for the Brewers 2026.
That's it.
When the title runs.
Yeah, I don't know. Baseball, I mean, looking forward to baseball. Are you kidding me? There isn't a slower game in the world.
Oh, well, they've done a lot to speed it up, though, the last couple of years.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they just put in the Savannah Banana rules and regulations, I would show up for every game.
I see. We are coming from different points on appreciation for baseball, and I will say that the pitch clock has been a lifesaver. Now when they so often, like, a this day in history comes up and it's some kind of a big baseball play, and I'll look at the clip, and mm-hmm. the time between pitches, mm-hmm. which at the time we're like, well, it's part of the game, I guess. But you look at it now and you're going, oh my God, how did we ever do this before a pitch clock? Get going already. Holy cow. This is great. Tony on YouTube says, Campbell University, they should be the chicken noodles, not the fighting Campbells.
There you go, chicken noodles.
That's pretty good.
How does Campbell Soup now work out some kind of a deal with them?
Yes.
So, let's see, guys. Halloween, up or down? You mentioned going to a party, so you had a little fun.
Yeah, Gordy went as a priest, and I went as Dr. Strange.
But you looked more like the devil.
Well, no, I didn't. Did I really look?
Yes.
I guess I did look like the devil.
Yes.
Dr. Strange and the devil, pretty similar.
Fake goatee. Yeah. And you had the pointy, well, your ears weren't
I had
pointy,
a cape.
You had a cape.
Yeah.
It was very, very scary.
We got
a picture. We should put it on Facebook.
You should, yeah. yes. I was asking Selena Heller, she was taking out her daughter around Eau Claire, and she was amazed at how many places now give out full-size candy bars. And I think, well, A, that's generous, but B, it's also, I think it's very passive-aggressive, which I appreciate more than anybody. It's like, you know what? Let's just really rot the kids' teeth. Let's just go all the way and give them that. So,
now, did you have a costume, Pat? Did you go to any parties or anything?
I did, and I'll tell you over the commercial break what it is, because it's not radio friendly, but it was funny.
Oh, wow.
It was funny, and it was a little bawdy, yes. So
was it one of those inflatable costumes
that we saw
at the protest that maybe, you know, is more...
No, and I don't, you know, some of those things, like the inflatable dinosaur thing.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody does those things because, I mean, at some point nature calls, and then what, you know?
I think it just drops down and you just pull it back up.
You know? I would hope, or but does it have like a trap door, you know, like farmer's overalls or
you know,
like
I don't
that?
Know how those things work. There's a motor in them.
There's like a little fan. There's a zipper in the back that you have to like go through, and there's a fan on the side. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Parker knows.
Wait, you've worn
stuff.
These?
I wore one when I was in college. I was making a video for a video production class. Mm-hmm. And this required me to run in this, and it was windy, so my head was like gone.
Yeah. Way back.
Yeah.
It was not.
I know, you know, when some of the protesters, I guess some of ICE agents put the tear gas into that vent that blows the fresh air into the inflatables. So
really?
That was not good. It didn't work out well.
Yeah. I want to get Dr. Lyerly back on the line, who was a college mascot for years. She was Goldie Gopher.
Really?
Her college years. Oh, yeah. So she's very familiar. I don't think she had any idea that Parker was like a fellow, you know, suit wearer. Of some kind of animal or another. Maybe she's got some tips and tricks
for
next Halloween.
This was like a 15-20 minute thing here.
Okay. Well,
you know, our former producer was a mascot for
a mattress company.
And he went out and
for a mattress company?
Yeah. And he went out on the side of the road dressed as a mattress. waving people into the store, you know, like that helped at all. And then he got knocked over by a snowplow that
into the snow.
The snow just poured over him.
And he couldn't get up. He was struggling for a while.
If you'd have given me a year of guesses of somebody being a mascot for a business and what business would it be, mattress store would have never been on that list. I can think of a whole lot of things that you would have been instead, but a mattress. That's interesting.
Well, you know, we have a sponsor, Verlo, and their mascot is
Maddie the Mattress.
Maddie the Mattress.
Yeah. Maddie the Mattress.
Yeah.
That's great. We're talking to John and Gordy from 92.7 WMDX, Ketchum and Madison, or on the Civic Media app as well. We've been going over some of the Halloween festivities here on the show today. Were you a bit more seasonal, making note that it's November now, so we may as well get the snow shovels out and, you know, surrender to the seasons? Or,
well, we haven't gotten the snow shovels out yet, but I've been threatening because of all the leaves on my lawn to just burn it off, you know. But there's a burn warning out there
around here. There's a burn warning.
Yeah, we were able to put nature to our advantage yesterday. We have on the side of the house. We were able to take advantage of the wind tunnel effect. The wind was very brisk out of the south, so we were moving leaves as best we could to that side of the yard, get it into the wind tunnel, and then the wind tunnel would take the leaves down the bank and get rid of them that way.
Beautiful.
So, I mean, you got to do what you can to try to stay ahead, all in the name of home ownership. Ain't nothing like it, baby.
Well, let me give you a tip. I'm actually mulching them. So that's how I took care of the leaves.
I should say we do too, all except like that last big batch where it's like it's too much to mulch.
All of a sudden,
this was our one weekend a year doing this, and thank goodness Mother Nature was helping us out. Still ahead this hour, we're going to be talking to Dora Gorski about a senior summit about issues that are important to Wisconsin's elders in the 2026 election cycle. That's along the way. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, come sign up for our newsletters at upnorthnewswi.com. Again, upnorthnewswi.com. There's a story that Ellie has put in today's edition about a Wisconsin candle company that is using some of the proceeds to help the victims of Hurricane Melissa. Learn more by signing up at our website, upnorthnewswi.com. CivicMedia.com. John and Gordy joining us from Madison. You can catch their show on our Civic Media station down there, 92.7 WMDX, or on the Civic Media app, weekday mornings from 6 until 8 o'clock. You guys have been following the headlines, and we haven't really got into it. Was it J.D. Vance, the vice president, that made a comment about animals?
We haven't
gotten into that. And by the way, we also probably won't have time to get into his interesting stage hug of Charlie Kirk's widow,
Erica.
And, and there was more, but you really took note of the animal cruelty comment.
Yeah, that was a very strange moment where he's talking to one of the talk show hosts about, you know, animal cruelty. And he was saying, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer, he was cruel to animals. And, you know, when somebody's cruel to an animal, they're a psychopath. They're dangerous. You really can't trust them. And I'm thinking all the time he's saying this, explaining this, I'm thinking of Kristy Noem. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
You know? Do you not know your home? Have you met? Do you own a TV and know her relationship with dogs? It's not a good relationship with dogs if you're not aware. But it just gets into this whole cast of characters. I mean, you've got Sean Duffy running NASA. And as a result, he's the one charged with correcting Kim Kardashian when she says she doesn't think the moon landing was real. And so you've got this one reality TV star having to educate another one.
Another one.
I mean, it is the worst kind of reality TV.
This is our old world.
Yeah, this is really bad TV. Yes.
Yeah. Now, did you guys back in the day, were you fans of Stiller and Mira?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the documentary that Ben Stiller put together about his parents? We watched that last night.
No, I did not.
No, that's
that. It's on Apple TV, and it's a very loving, heartfelt tribute. And I really liked Stiller and Mira as a kid. And I mean, they broke up the act when I was pretty young, and then they kind of went and did a bunch of other shows and movies and things. Mm-hmm. But I do remember, and I don't know that you see a lot of that anymore. You know, you had Martin and Lewis, and you had, you know, other comedy duos, but none that were married and then go on and have a kid who gets to be a big time comedy star in his own right. But great storytelling. But they were the kind of folks that recorded everything. They had tape recorders and home movie cameras and everything. And so you got to learn so much about these, you know, legendary comedic actors, and it was great, but it also felt a little like they were oversharing. It was a reminder to me and Sherry. It's like, oh, there's things we got to throw away before our daughters have to go through the boxes of stuff. Yeah. You know,
yes.
I don't know. You, Gordy, you're the one that recently moved, right? So
yes,
you can't be a pack rat when you're moving.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Although there are some sentimental things that I've had since I was a kid, I still have. It's funny. My sister is completely different. She doesn't have any memorabilia anywhere in her house. It's all current stuff with, you know, that she has around, but I have a lot of stuff from my childhood and, you know, even all the way through.
Yeah.
But, I guess, well, I'm a pack rat, but every time I move, I try every couple of years or so, I try to go through it all and throw out the junk.
We still got a lot of old TV dinners that he won't get rid of.
Those last forever.
I know. Well, we've been in this house for 30 years and, it's out of reach now, but I was showing Parker and telling the audience about all the different little trophies and how they kind of modify the trophies when you're in the legislature. Like, I got an acrylic State of Wisconsin with a cob of corn in the middle of it from the corn growers. I was given a carpenter's T-square with a little plaque on it from the Builders Association or something like that. And so I brought a few of these things up because I thought, well, I'll get a laugh out of them and then I'm going to throw them away. There's no use for being reminded I was the 2010 Wisconsin Towns Association Legislator of the Year. It's
like, but, well, I don't know. That's pretty important.
I know. Sherry looked at us and she's like, well, why would you throw it away? I'm like, because it's not going to do anybody any good. And our daughters will have to do it instead.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I don't want them to make the same joke about me that I make about my mom, who you know, is quite the pack rat.
Yeah.
And she talks about how, oh, I'm going to have to go through this stuff before you kids have to get rid of it. And I was like, no, mom, we got this all figured out. I'm getting the big old dumpster. Yep. And then when the time comes, we're gonna lay you lovingly and gently in the center of it. We're gonna put all of your crap in there, and we're gonna put it on the Mississippi. We're gonna get a flaming arrow, and we're giving you the Viking funeral that you and everybody else in Minnesota deserves.
That's and, great,
tremendous.
Yeah,
that's great. She didn't know whether to laugh or cry at that, but I noticed she has been ever since then trying to weed through some of her stuff. So I'm hoping she's looking to avoid the Viking funeral.
Well, that sounds fun. You know, I mean, when you get older, you know, you do want to lighten the load quite a bit, because you know all of that stuff will just end up in a Goodwill or Salvation Army someplace.
Well, yeah. What are you going to do then, John, with that big old charging station that you just got? I mean, at some point,
that'll be outdated someday. You know,
I know.
Come up with anti-gravity cars, I'm waiting for that moment.
They'll look at that the way that we look at A-track players now and go, what did this thing used to do? Our cars. What are cars? You know, we'll have flying magic carpets by that
time. Electricity? We have
what's electricity, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
John and Gordy do all this without putting up with me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 92.7 WMDX in Madison or through the Civic Media app. Guys, I appreciate your tolerance letting Grandpa tell stories over here. Have a very nice start to the week.
We're all grandpas here.
Thank you, Pat.
All right. See you later.
Thanks, Pat.
And coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dora Gorski. We're going to talk about the Senior Empowerment Summit that's coming up in Stevens Point and the issues that are important to Wisconsin's elder population. That and more ahead. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Having been a political animal of some type or another for these past 30, 40 years as a reporter, as a legislator, as a candidate, I want to talk to you now about the difference between lobbyists and lobbyists with our next guest. There are the lobbyists that you know, I call them capital L lobbyists. They wear nice suits. They have nice offices in Madison. They are contracted out to lobby lawmakers on all manner of things. And they play a perfectly decent role in shaping that debate and in educating lawmakers. There are some lobbyists, capital L lobbyists, I came to appreciate and rely on as trusted resources. There's not so much, but there were some good ones out there. Then there are the ones I refer to as lowercase l lobbyists, and that's you or anybody else that feels the need to reach out to your lawmaker as part of a group, not just you making a phone call to your congressional representative's office, but you as part of a group saying, hey, there are some issues that affect us. And an hour ago, we talked to Sean Fedaplace from Main Street Alliance. Great example of small business owners who did not necessarily think they were going to become political. But then these things happened, these issues came up, and they realized we need a group that speaks for us. Same goes with our friend Kate Duffy and others at Motherhood for Good. Mothers who thought politics doesn't impact me, till they realized that, yeah, it does. And we need a group where we can get together, share fact-based information, prioritize things, and then reach out to our lawmakers. Well, our seniors are no different than that. And coming up this week, there's going to be a Wisconsin Senior Summit in Stevens Point at the Holiday Inn Conference Center. The Senior Empowerment Project is putting it together to engage in some talk about the issues and then what kind of lowercase l lobbying needs to be done for our representatives in Madison and in Washington, D.C. And here to tell us much more about it is Dora Gorski from the Senior Empowerment Project joining us. Dora, good morning. Up in the Merrill area, right?
Good morning. Yes, I'm up in Merrill today.
All right. Nice to have you here. Thank you very much. Dora, maybe in talking about leading into the Senior Empowerment Project, maybe one way to do that is through your own story. Like I always like to say to people, you didn't have to get involved, but you wanted to be more active. Why are you more active? And about what issues did you feel passionate enough about to get involved in something like this?
Well, it started out, I've been interested in politics. Well, I went to school in Berkeley. I mean, what more can I say? Then they needed some candidates on the Lincoln County Board of Supervisors. And I said, that's interesting. And so I looked at what was an issue in my area, and I knew that the current supervisor that represented Gleason, Wisconsin, was not very interested in keeping Pinecrest Nursing Home a county-owned nursing home. And this was really a very important issue to me. It became more important as time gone on. I mean, at first it was just like, what can I say that would make people want to vote for me as opposed to him? And I was elected. And then after that, my husband started going downhill with dementia. And it was prophetic, I guess. I needed a nursing home at some point. You know, he had COVID twice. And the second time he had COVID, he couldn't even stand up by himself. And the hospital, he was at the hospital, and the hospital said, he has to go home tomorrow. Your coverage doesn't cover him anymore. And he's too far gone to go to rehab. So you're going to have to just take him home. And I said, how can I do that? I don't even have a wheelchair. And the person who was the social worker said, well, they have one at the church, I think. And so I did go to the church, and I connected with Pastor Mike and Mike Southcombe, and told him my story, and I was in tears. And he was able to lend me a wheelchair. And then I got home, and I didn't know how I was going to get him in the house. I had four steps to go up. And called some friends who were first responders. And then my the guy who helps me with the hay, he happened to be a supervisor, a nursing supervisor, and he was there. And between the four guys, we got him up the stairs and into the house. And then the visiting nurse said, well, you can't take care of him. You're going to hurt yourself, and you're going to hurt him trying to move him from the, you know, to anything. And, well, what am I going to do? And she said, you're going to have to get him in a nursing home. And it was only because of who Ken was. He was an instructor in martial arts in the Merrill area. And he was well known, having taught for almost 70 years. And so I applied to the local nursing home, you know, because I liked the local nursing home. It was county owned nursing home.
Yeah.
And so I applied, and the person who was in charge of admittance just happened to be a woman whose husband and children had taken classes from Ken.
Well, and see, and this is, again, these are great examples of neighbors helping neighbors, of a real sense of community.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But not everybody has that, and that's why part of the focus of the Senior Summit notes that every senior deserves a safe home in their own community, access to high quality, affordable, and local nursing homes and care, and the transportation to get where they need to go. And that's not something that everybody has access to through neighbors and things. And yet we can pool our resources together as a community and take care of people. But like you said, you need elected officials that actually want to listen to you and make these things happen. And that's part of what's going to be discussed this week in Stephen's Point are these very issues, right?
Exactly. And the point I wanted to make is that because the nursing home is a county nursing home and it's in our community, the people who are needing services there are known by the people who serve them. It's the community coming together that made Pinecrest a five-star nursing home that needed to be protected and supported. And, you know, and it was because of that. And Well, it really developed. I mean, you're talking about lobbyists, local lobbyists. We got together. It wasn't just me. It was a lot of people in the community got together and said, this cannot happen. You cannot sell this nursing home. There were people on the county board who wanted to save money.
Yeah. It's always the save money crowd.
Yeah.
And
people got together in the community. It was like, the real issue was we need services that support seniors.
Well, especially since seniors have been workers and paying taxes all their lives. And, you know, all they're looking in return for, you know, is an elder years of dignity and purpose. And these things are going to be discussed as well. We're talking to Dora Gorski from the Senior Empowerment Project. If you'd like to learn more, it's a kind of a longer web address. I'll give it to you here. It's actionnetwork.org/events/Wisconsin Senior Summit. But put a dash between Wisconsin and Senior and Summit. And again, we'll put that in our show notes as well. There will be guest speakers, including Dale Schultz, the former Wisconsin State Senate Majority Leader, Jack Bennett, two-time NCAA champion basketball coach at UW-Stevens Point, and Renee Eastman, former Vice President of Policy and Finance at Leading Age Wisconsin. And so what do you hope to get out of this day of discussions in Stevens Point? What is the best end result from what's going to be taking place this week?
What's going to happen is that a lot of these people who have been working very hard in their communities for nursing homes, for transportation, for other issues, are getting together, and we're hoping to gather outside people who haven't been active, you know, encourage people to come to tell us what are issues that seniors are concerned about. What we would like to do is to brainstorm and look at a vision for the state of Wisconsin that would serve the needs of the seniors in Wisconsin. We want, first of all, to educate people about what's going on and what the issues are and what we've done. We want to tell people that everybody counts. That is, you know, individually it's very difficult, but when we gather together as a group, we can do incredible things. And we want to hear from them. What are the issues that affect them personally? And then encourage people to gather and work together.
Yeah. And it really is about, again, that time of dignity rather than corporate takeovers and corporate cuts, and instead talking about the things that seniors need and deserve that are going to be talked about here. Again, there won't just be the guest speakers. There will also be some hands-on workshops, opportunities to connect, and the launch of a new statewide seniors organization focused on solutions for our communities. And I can say, from my very earliest reporting days with what was then the Eau Claire County Nursing Home, and in Chippewa County and in Clark County, in all these counties, there have been these debates about nursing homes. That's one big focus of the discussion, rightly so, in this world of corporate takeovers. But it's more than that. It's like we said, transportation, access to care, which is really tough in rural Wisconsin. You have no shortage of things to think about here, Dora, and I really appreciate you taking some time to tell us more about it. I sense you're really looking forward to the day.
I am. I think that there's some real power there. I don't know how many people realize how powerful they really are when we unite. I mean, we look at the history of Wisconsin, what the history of Wisconsin has done over time with cooperatives in the farmlands and just in communities working together, making like St. Vincent de Paul and other food pantries to help each other and get the least of us through the hard times. And then, you know, the end of your life, you've worked all your life. It's time sometimes for somebody to have a little mercy.
Yeah.
And look at what we need and help those that aren't so able to care for themselves.
Exactly. Dora Gorski from the Senior Empowerment Project. Dora, thank you so much for sharing your personal story and telling people about the event. And I hope we get to catch up with you another time soon.
Oh, thank you so much for letting me speak to you.
It was our pleasure, Dora. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we will be talking to Jane Matinere, finding out what's coming up on Matinere on Air, 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always learn more over at civicmedia.us and learn about the stations and the shows. The stations, they keep growing. Have you heard us lately talk about stations in Ironwood, Michigan that are going to be covering Badger sports? That's what's happening with this network. Kristen Lyerly's show is now network-wide Saturdays and now Sundays as well. You want to catch up, get over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, and you can follow my team and all that we do at upnorthnewswi.com or follow upnorthnewswi on your favorite social media site. Oh, and we've got a new Twitter and Blue Sky feeds at PK Radio Show. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I feel like Jane should be welcoming me back to the show right now. Aren't you normally playing this when I show up on Matt or on air?
Yes, all right. That is normally your walk-up music.
All right, well, go ahead. You take it from here.
Good morning and welcome to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, coming to you live from our studio at Lake Wissota in beautiful Lake Wissota. And there's so many wonderful things coming up on the last 7 minutes of this program, including our next guest, Pat Kreitlow.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. I love this. That was stellar. Just go ahead and record, play that back 3 times a day from now on, Parker. That'd be great.
There's a portion of your show all done.
There you go.
How's Jane's weekend?
The weekend was good. I was planning to do some stripping of the garage door on Saturday. The weather was not very cooperative, so that happened yesterday.
I really thought you were going in a different direction on the costumes. So, okay.
I did not dress up.
Okay. All right.
Did I tell you about my favorite Halloween costume of all time that I did many years ago?
No.
Remember Britney Spears, one of her earliest videos when she was the schoolgirl?
The Catholic schoolgirl, yes.
With the pigtails and the plaid skirt and all that stuff.
Yes.
So I got a plaid skirt and little patent leather shoes and knee socks, and I blacked out a couple teeth, and I got a couple balloons, and I filled them with Jell-O. So I was out to about here.
Wow.
And I went as Britney Spears in 20 years.
Britney Spears in 20 years. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, it got a little complicated as the evening wore on because my Jell-O started to melt.
Yeah.
And it became very sloshy. So somebody would tap me on the shoulder and I'd go, yes, and half of me would move and the other half would not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, you know, in time our bodies change, Jane. And you know,
they do, yes. Now I wouldn't have to do that. Now I could just be me.
No.
Shockingly.
Oh my goodness. So you are going to be the exception to the rule when, you know, the other 900 talk shows in Wisconsin are going to start off, woe is me, the Packers stink, life is horrible. And that's not you at all. You are not starting with the Packer woes, right?
No, we are not going to start with the Packer woes. Mm-hmm. It was not great. I watched the game. It was not pretty.
No.
And life goes on, and there will be another game.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So we're actually going to start by talking about SNAP and the SNAP benefits. The Trump administration now facing a Monday deadline to respond to the judge's SNAP orders that came out over the weekend. And of course, the Trump administration saying there's no money. There is no access. Yeah, that's all baloney.
It is.
And it is. And they actually removed something from the USDA website last week that mentioned where they could get supplemental funds. They pulled it from the website.
Of course they did.
Because again, if it's not up there, then it doesn't exist.
Right, because we can do whatever we want. And that's exactly the kind of view that you would have if you are an authoritarian. and don't believe in checks and balances or the rule of law. And that's exactly what they're doing here, is they're essentially turning to a court to say, well, you and what army?
Yeah.
And right now, the only army that's going to make them do anything will be voters a year from tomorrow. And until then, you just have to keep setting the record, you know, laying it out for the record in courts and in everything else that we do, that these things are wrong, not just legally, but morally as well. And that's why these things keep getting, people go, why are you still talking about this? Because the rule of law should actually mean something.
Yes, for all of us. Mm-hmm. It should extend like kind of a blanket thing that the rule of law applies to all Americans. Yeah, I think that's kind of important. The other thing I've been doing this morning is, and I highly encourage people to do this, when the president appears and has a long press conference, or like he appeared on 60 Minutes last night, I really encourage you to read the transcript.
Yes.
Don't just watch the exchange. Read the transcript, because that will give you a really good insight into the state of this man's brain.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I mean, we've been saying that here, too. It's like you read the words and, you know, get past the well, that's just how a celebrity talks and the affectations and he's from New York. No. Read the words about what is actually in his head and coming out his pie hole. Yeah. And you'll maybe not take so much, at face value. Oh, that's just him. That's just who he is. No, this is what he's actually thinking. And a lot of it is cafefe. It's just nonsense.
He keeps saying grocery prices are down. He said that to Nora O'Donnell last night.
Yeah.
And when she says, no, they're up, he just comes back with, no, they're down, and off he goes.
Yes.
This is what happens when you surround yourself with people who tell you nothing but what you want to hear.
Oh, we live in an emperor's new clothes kind of society right now. And
definitely,
it is really something. Let's see. I want to close with one thing we haven't brought up is late last week, Governor Tony Evers signed a bill that bans cell phone use in schools. It gives me one last chance to again say, I didn't realize that was already the case. I can't believe cell phone use was tolerated as much as it was in some, not all schools, but in some schools. Welcome to the 21st century, where maybe we shouldn't be distracting the kids like that.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I do think that there's sometimes pushback from parents who want to be able to reach their kids every second of every single day.
Oh, sure. And they can do it the way that our parents did it. They can call the office. If it's a genuine emergency, then it is. Oh, wait. Our parents never called us for school because we were supposed to be in school.
Yeah.
And just leave you go there. Boy, I love this. We should just get rocking chairs on the porch right now and just do this for 3 miles. And another thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Jane Manier takes over for me in the grousing department, coming up right after the news here, weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network. You are a delight. Thank you, Jane. I appreciate you.
Always great to see you guys. I will see you next Monday.
All right.
Pat, we'll see you on our show tomorrow.
Yes, you will. Complete with my walk-up music. So keep that record handy. Don't let it get scratched. Parker, thank you as well. We will do this all bright and early tomorrow morning again, 6 a.m. In the meantime, follow what we do at upnorthnewswi.com. And also, if you need that web address for the Senior Summit, go to our new feed, PK Radio Show, on Twitter. See you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.